Chapter 4. Information from France. During the next 3 days, I did not see Holmes often. He went out and came in at strange hours. He sometimes stopped to eat a sandwich, and sometimes he played his violin for a few minutes. This always helped him to think, he said, but he told me little. I learnt more from the newspapers than I did from Holmes. There was an inquest into Eduardo Lucas's death. The jury decided that he had been murdered, but that was obvious, and they could not say who the killer was, of course. One day, Inspector Lestrade arrested John Mitten, the dead man's valet. Lestrade had found a few things that had belonged to Lucas in Mitten's room. He decided that Lucas had discovered that Mitten was a thief and that Mitten had killed Lucas to avoid prosecution. But the valet explained that the things had been gifts from his employer. The housekeeper knew about these gifts and agreed with Mitten's explanation. And the man's alibi for the night of the murder was strong. He had visited friends on the other side of London. The police interviewed his friends, and soon Lestrade had to release Mitten. "Watson," said Holmes on the third day, "I'm sorry. I haven't told you anything about our case. But that's because there's nothing to tell you. Lestrade has discovered nothing, and I haven't done any better." "The police are sure that it wasn't a burglar who killed Lucas," Holmes went on. "No valuable objects were taken. The police have now read all the papers in the dead man's desk, but that hasn't helped them. The papers prove that Lucas was friendly with many politicians in several different countries and that he was able to speak many languages. They prove that he wrote and received a huge number of letters. But to Lestrade, there's nothing suspicious about any of this. He doesn't know that Lucas was a spy, and I'm not going to tell him. We must keep our secret." The police had discovered something, though. They learnt that Lucas spent a lot of time in Paris each year. He sometimes stayed there for several months at a time. "The only strange thing is that he never took his valet to France with him," said Holmes. "Mitten always stayed in London when Lucas was away from home. But that fact doesn't really help us to solve the mystery of his death." Then, on the fourth day, everything changed. One of the newspapers published a story about a long telegram which the London police had received from Paris. I showed the story to Holmes as he ate his breakfast. "Our readers know about the mysterious death of Mr. Eduardo Lucas at his house in Westminster. Earlier this week, the police arrested and then released the dead man's valet. Now we can tell our readers that Mr. Lucas has for many years had a double life. Yesterday, the servants of a woman in Paris reported to the French police that she had become mentally ill and was behaving dangerously. The woman, Madame Fournet, was taken immediately to a hospital. Last Tuesday, she had returned from a short trip to London in a desperate state. She had also lost her memory. Her servants told the police that a man sometimes lived with her at her house in Paris. He used the name of Henri Fournet, and the servants believe that he was her husband. But photographs have proved that this man was the same man who was known in London as Eduardo Lucas. Madame Fournet's servants also told the police that she has always been an angry and jealous person. It seems that she travelled to London on Monday. Perhaps she went to confront Mr. Lucas about his double life. Perhaps she killed him because she was jealous. Perhaps she then lost her memory because of the shock of her crime. Or perhaps she was already mentally ill when she killed the man. A photograph of this woman has been shown to people who live near Mr. Lucas's house in Westminster. Several of them have told the police that a woman who looked like Madame Fournet was in Godolphin Street on Monday. She was there for several hours, and she seemed to be watching Mr. Lucas's house. The French doctors do not believe that she will ever recover her memory. They believe she will have to remain in hospital for the rest of her life. She will not be prosecuted for the murder of Eduardo Lucas.
Well, this doesn't help us much, Holmes said when he had finished reading.
But Holmes, it explains Lucas's death, I said. Ah, Watson, the man's death is not important, Holmes replied. It's just a detail. Our job is to save Europe from war, not to discover who killed Eduardo Lucas. Only one important thing has happened in the last few days, and that is that nothing has happened.
What do you mean, Holmes? I asked.
Well, I get news from the government almost every hour, Holmes replied. If there were any signs of trouble beginning in any European country, I'd know about it. And there are no signs of that happening. So the letter hasn't reached anyone who could make trouble by publishing it. But we still need to know who has it.
At that moment, a boy entered the room with a telegram for Holmes.
It's from Lestrade, Watson, Holmes said when he had read it. He wants me to go to Godolphin Street. Perhaps he needs our help.